Hey everybody, this is Katasi.
How's it going? This is Walner.
And welcome to another episode of Failing to Freedom. It's been a while since we've been here, but we are back. And I think the most embarrassing part about us being back is that we still haven't fixed the beeping smoke detectors. Quite frankly, we don't even notice it until people point it out who usually aren't used to hearing it. But we're back. And to our new listeners, welcome. To our recurring listeners, thank you for sticking around. We appreciate it. Our podcast is about our journey through entrepreneurship and to financial freedom. We are real estate investors. We flip houses. And we decided to start a podcast about what we are learning, what we have learned, and what we hope to do in the future. Today, we're going to talk about three books that you should get to start your investment journey. The three books are Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, The Millionaire Real Estate Investor by Gary Keller, and The Book on Flipping Houses by Jay Scott. We get asked a lot about where to start, and I'm always going to say you should educate yourself, not to the point that, you know, you have a lot of information and you're not doing anything, but you should definitely learn the language of investing so that, you know, when you get into rooms or you start, you know, hitting the pavement, you know the right things to ask, you know the right things to look for, you know the basics. So we're here to talk about these three books that we thought were incredibly helpful to us personally. And yeah. So the first book is Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Robert Kiyosaki is a serial entrepreneur and author. He's written a lot of books like Cash Flow, Raise Your Financial IQ, Cash Flow Quadrant.
Even has a board game.
Yeah, even has a board game called
Cash Flow.
It's really cool. It's like a Monopoly on steroids. It's really fun, actually. It takes just as long as Monopoly. You can play it for like 4 hours. But it really does teach you how to invest. He wrote the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which we've said this before, but in case you're new to our podcast, that was the book that we read that literally changed our lives. And what I liked about the book and why I recommend that people read that book first is that if you're in a spot like where I was, where I really thought that I had to go to school, get a job so I can work to make the money that I wanted to make, I thought that that was literally the path I could take. I just simply really did not know that there were other options that were available to me in the place I was, which I feel like a lot of people feel like investing is this thing that rich people do or people who have a lot of money. You have to have some kind of status before you do it. But that book really changed my mind. So it's a motivational mindset book. You're not going to learn how to flip houses from that book, but it's very important to open your mind and change your way of thinking, which was ultimately the first step. And it's going to put you in a place where you are open to hearing different things, because making money and investing isn't hard. It's just different. And if you're not open and if you don't believe that it's possible for you, reading the other books really won't help. So yeah, that's what I say about Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Right. It's definitely a book. It's a book to kind of retrain your mind from thinking the conventional way. It kind of teaches you, it opens new doors to how we view money, how we view economizing our money and our time, and how we spend those things. And it's good to have, you know, it's good to read things about that stuff to retrain your mind, because that's the biggest thing you can do for yourself, is to kind of change your thinking, and that will set the stage for how you move and how you grow moving forward, especially when dealing with money and finances. So that's what this book did. It kind of shifted my mind on what I was doing in my previous life and just opened a new door. This book was definitely the gateway drug for me to get into real estate investing.
It's very mind-opening, and it's very anecdotal. It's, you know, it's about his life. His father was very conventional, and his best friend's father wasn't. His best friend's father was a millionaire, and he talks about when they were growing up, their parents were both in the same place, and his best friend's father ended up in a end up way richer because he had a different way of thinking and he went about life differently. So it's a very easy read. It's very digestible. All of them are, actually, which is very important because you don't want to, you know, be reading like a Harvard manuscript. But it's really mind opening and mind blowing. And that's the feedback we've got from people who have recommended it to, you know, friends, family, things like that. So I really recommend reading that and getting yourself not just exposed, but also excited about the things that lie ahead. You good with that?
Yeah, very good.
The second book would be The Millionaire Real Estate Investor by Gary Keller. Gary Keller is the co-founder of Keller Williams Realty, which is the biggest private real estate firm, I believe, in the world. You've probably seen their signs, you know, if you have a realtor or if you are a realtor, you've definitely heard of Keller Williams Realty. It's just like Coldwell Banker and what's the other one?
There's Berkshire Hathaway.
Berkshire, which is Warren Buffett.
There's Remax.
Remax is another realty firm. His is the Keller Williams. So he wrote this book, and he actually has a lot of books. He's also an author. He has The Millionaire Real Estate Agent. He has a book on flipping, has a book on holding. But The Millionaire Real Estate Agent is essentially...
Investor.
The Millionaire Real Estate Investor. It's a very practical book. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme, which, you know, a lot of people tend to sell you this get-rich-quick. It actually gives you practical and realistic expectations about investing. The things that I liked about this book is that he teaches you how to learn your market and to narrow in on a niche, which is so important because it's always better to go deep than wide. Focus is extremely important. You don't want to be doing a lot of things mediocre. You want to be doing one thing really well or a few things really, really well. And he teaches that. In real estate investing, there's so many facets. There's short sales, wholesaling, flipping, buy and holds. There's buying mortgages, selling mortgages. There's commercial. There's mobile homes. He focuses on teaching you how to zero in on a niche and just dominate. And I think that's very important, especially for beginners, because it's a lot of, when you get into this field, you're going to get a lot of information. It's going to be very overwhelming. Just pick one thing and give yourself time to focus and master it and do it. What do you think?
Yeah, I always, you know, and I just finished reading this book for the second time again. It's kind of like a manual. It's a guide and a manual where this is very good for beginning investors, because not only does it teach you the practical things about investing, it's also kind of like Rich Dad Poor Dad. It's a shifting your mindset as well. Because it teaches you things like patience. It teaches you things like always approaching real estate as like with the mind of a student.
Yeah.
It's always encouraging you to read more, to constantly learn, to build good relationships, to build a team. And that's what I like about this book, because no matter what you're doing in investing, the things that it teaches will always apply. It's ageless because it's about concepts. Gary Keller talks about building systems so that you can be successful, like the other millionaires that he talks about in this book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very good for beginning, novice, and expert investors to just have this book as you go through your investing journey. Like I said, it's encouraging and inspirational. The last portion of this book is it's dedicated to sharing the stories about several millionaire real estate investors from different backgrounds, different walks of life, and it's inspirational to see people who started with different niches and just became millionaires by sticking to something, working hard at it, building a system around it, building partnerships and relationships around what they do, and helping them to achieve to get to their goals.
That's also something that I like about it, is that it shares those stories of everyday investors, you know, not the Warren Buffett, so the Robbie Kiyosaki's, like everyday investors who just built wealth off of investing in real estate. It's very relatable. It's very reachable. Like sometimes we feel like by the time you're Warren Buffett, you know, obviously he started somewhere, but by the time we look at him now, he just seems like so far out of your league that you can't even begin to relate to him. So these stories of everyday investors are so powerful. And I even like that he teaches you how to focus on building your net worth by living below your means. You know, if we really want to talk about becoming a millionaire, that's long-term wealth. And like Wanda says, it teaches you how to be patient, because being a millionaire, that's long-term wealth. That's not like you're going to like sell one house and make $1 million necessarily. That's not typically how people become millionaires. People become millionaires by playing a longer game. He teaches you to live how to live below your means. He definitely teaches you how to calculate your net worth and how to focus on building that. And that's a very powerful thing to tell ordinary people, because a lot of us don't focus on our net worth. A lot of us focus on how much money we have in the bank, you know, how much cash we have on hand, you know, as opposed to building our net worth. So that's what I enjoyed about this book. This book definitely is very action-based, which is amazing. When you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you're going to be so juiced up, and he doesn't really give you actionable steps to take. But this is a good follow-up book that shows action, so that once you're juiced up off that book, you can just jump right into whatever you're doing.
Which is why we went in this order.
Exactly. And the last book, to even narrow it down even more, is by Jay Scott.
So Jay Scott, I actually stumbled upon him when I joined BiggerPockets.com, which is the social media for anyone looking to be part of a network of real estate investors. Jay Scott is the author of the book on flipping houses. And Jay Scott, he does about 20 to 30 renovation or new construction projects a year. And his first 50 properties was when he made $1 million. And he's very active on Bigger Pockets. He shares a wealth of information. He has his personal website called 123flip.com, where it's free to join, and it's just, again, it's like a Bigger Pockets, where he just gives lots and lots of information because he wants, you know, people to succeed. So I appreciate him for this book, because it zeroes in. So we talked about the millionaire real estate investor, where he talks about picking a focus or a niche of investing and then doing your best at it and growing from that. Well, Jay Scott, in the book on flipping houses, he talks about rehabbing, fixing and flipping. He touches on wholesaling a bit, which is where you acquire a property at a low price and you sell it to another buyer at a discounted price. But most of the book is about fixing and flipping. And, you know, what I like about this book is that he gives you a step-by-step process of how that looks, from finding a property, putting it under contract, to, you know, hiring your contractor who's going to do the work on the property, to then listing the property and, you know, closing on it. So it's very detailed. This is actually what Katasi and I have been doing for the better part of this year so far. And like I said, I like that he kind of walks your hands throughout the book. Even at the end of the book, he kind of gives you, one of the questions we always get is, well, how do you know when you walk into the house how much something costs? Or how do you know if something needs to be fixed? Well, Jay Scott provides that for you. He gives you an estimating sheet where, you know, he gives you a ballpark of what things cost, what things should cost. Of course, you should do your own homework to see what things cost in your part of town. But it's very good. He gives you the formulas to evaluating properties. He touches on the people you need to have on your team in order to be successful. And it's just really good, because fixing and flipping and wholesaling is is where a lot of new investors begin their journey. So this is definitely why this book made the list, and why it was very helpful for me and Katasi in our journey, because our mentor Robin Thompson actually teaches the same exact thing as Jay Scott. So this is definitely how we've made money, and we recommend it to anyone looking to start investing in real estate.
Yeah, I agree. This is a step-by-step guide on how to do this business. So now you're looking for, like, okay, how do I flip a house? This is the book. It's called The Book on Flipping Houses by Jay Scott. It's very detailed. It gives a lot of information, as much as he could give you, you know, because every market's different. You know, no one's ever going to tell you what a house costs in your market. No one's ever going to tell you what contractors in your market may charge for things. Those things obviously are exclusive. But the general process, which pretty much we all follow, he brings it down. You should absolutely be able to get this book and start doing this business and start making some money. So yeah, it's a great book. We have learned a specific way on how to flip these homes that, you know, will get you in the least amount of trouble, because you can't get in a lot of trouble. And Jay Scott essentially encompasses those same principles that we were taught. That's why we really like this book. That's why we really recommend this book. And check out his website. What is it?
It's 123flip.com. And yeah, he's very, you know, accessible. And that's the good thing about millionaires and guys that's done this before, is that once they get to that level, they have a lot of time to kind of share their knowledge. So things that you don't see on his website, or things that you need more clarification on from the books, he provides this email where you can contact him and he can get back to you.
Yeah. So these are the really, again, the first book is called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Mm-hmm. The second book is The Millionaire Real Estate Investor by Gary Keller. And the last book is The Book on Flipping Houses by Jay Scott. The first book is going to get your mind right. It's going to motivate you to want to run out and get started on flipping homes or anything else really that you want to do. You're going to just be exposed to the fact that going to school and getting a job is not the only option.
Right.
From then on, Gary Keller is going to teach you he's going to give you the proper tools to start your journey and play for the long game. He's going to give you examples of that give you the confidence that you can actually do it as well. And he's going to give you some tools on how to measure and build your wealth. And Gary Keller, and Jay Scott on The Book of Flipping Homes, he's going to teach you how to flip houses. He's actually going to actionable steps on how to flip houses. So these three books I think are great. They're very affordable. The Gary Keller and Robert Kiyosaki books have been like New York Times bestsellers. So you could probably get them on Amazon, you know, used for like under $5 if you have Prime, or if you don't, you can pay for shipping, whatever. You could probably find them also in your library. Definitely Rich Dad Poor Dad, you'll probably find in your library. So these are very affordable books. And Jay Scott, I believe his book is $25.
Well, he has an electronic version and a hard copy. I forgot the prices, but they're very affordable. I think
we paid $25.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So, this is definitely, absolutely, I feel like under $50, you can get all three of these books.
Right, and you can find all of them on Amazon as well.
Yeah, you can find all of them on Amazon. The other two are way more popular and just huge, so you should be able to get them used for, you know, cheap and including with Prime. And this third one is newer, he's more independent, so it may be a little more retail price, but you're definitely not spending $50 for all three of these books, which is awesome. So just wanted to give you guys that. If you have any questions about the books, or if you read them and you have questions based on what you've read and you want to know more, we can definitely have those discussions. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Failing to Freedom. You can find us on Twitter at Failing2Freedom, Twitter and Periscope. And you can email us at failingtofreedom@gmail.com if you have any questions, concerns. That's it for this week, guys.
Hope everyone has a great week, and we'll touch base next week.
Yeah, I hope you guys get these books and enjoy them. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.